there, Mr. H. How are you? Is Kristen home? Oh, darn it. I was hoping to catch her before she went out. I think I'm still in a brain fog from finals. Good. It's a little weird being back home, but mostly good. I know, I can't believe it. You spend your whole life, really, planning for college, and then you're just in it. And it's already 1 year down. Oh, goodness, it's really hot out here. Do you mind if I step in for a glass of water? Thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, you made some changes around the house, huh? Although I'm guessing that was more Mrs. H. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Oh, it's so good. Thank you, sir. What? What? I have too called you sir before. Really? I could have sworn I have. Oh, well, sorry, I guess I was just thought it'd be funny. Do you know what time Kristen is supposed to be home? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to text her. Is Mrs. H home? I'd love to say hi. Oh, that's too bad. You'll tell her I stopped by? Good, good. Actually, before I leave, there's something I just wanted to ask you about. Now you're gonna laugh, or maybe not, maybe you're gonna be mad, but, I just, you know, while I'm here, something happened last summer. Right before we left for college, Kristen came to me and she was really upset because she said she'd been on the family computer and, she found, oh my God, your face. Yeah, she found porn. And, I know, I'm sorry, please let me finish. You have always been so good to me, Mr. H. I mean, all the other dads treated me like just another annoying little kid. But you were always so kind and such a good dad to Kristen, and you're funny and so smart, and you actually talked to me like an adult. And now I want to talk to you like an adult. Do you understand? Okay, thank you. So, I don't think that it was, I don't think she was upset because she found porn. I mean, everyone's dad watches porn. Probably a lot of moms, too. I mean, we had watched porn before. Oh, shit. Ugh, yeah, like you didn't know. But it was the kind of porn that it was. Older man stuff. Really violent, dominating bondage stuff. Yeah, you know, like BDSM. I know you know what BDSM means. And I think it just kind of freaked her out that her dad might be into hitting women and stuff. And, I comforted her and told her that, like, I'm sure it's just a fantasy and it's not what you actually like in real life. And I just felt like a total hypocrite the entire time because I got really, really turned on. God, gosh. And I went off to school and just couldn't stop thinking about it. I had never really fantasized about that before or looked at that kind of porn myself, but it became like an obsession. And I tried having sex with, you know, guys my age, but everyone was so inexperienced and awkward, and I didn't feel comfortable bringing up BDSM with anyone. But I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And then I realized that I didn't just want it. I wanted you. And I knew I was going to have to tell you sooner or later. Because now, especially that I'm home, I feel like you're literally all I think about. And I know it's super awkward because, like, obviously you're married and you're my best friend's dad, but I couldn't keep it inside any longer. And, so I just had to tell you how I feel, sir. Why? Well, you're looking at me. You're, looking at me very intensely. Is there something that you maybe want to do about it? Sir? Sir? Please. I wouldn't tell Kristen. I wouldn't tell anyone. I wouldn't tell my parents. No one. It could just be a one-time thing between you and me. I can get it out of my system, and then I can go find a guy my own age. I mean, fuck with the internet. Like, I could probably find another BDSM enthusiast in town. But I just need it to be you. You. I feel like you did this to me. I'm not accusing you of anything, I'm just... Please, sir. Really? Are you really telling me you don't want it? Are you seriously gonna look me in the eye and tell me that you don't want to put your hand around my neck right now? Squeeze it ever so slightly. Growl right next to my ear. Bend down just to show me how much bigger and stronger you are. Squeeze just a little bit. Make me whimper. Force me onto my knees. And show me exactly how a grown man gets his cock sucked. Oh. Are you really sure? Sir? God. Oh yes, this is just what I want. Just what I want. No. No. No, I never came over to see Krista. No. I knew you were home alone and I wanted to see you. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yes, I did it on purpose. Oh, sir. A sneaky, bratty, underhanded little slut, yes. Oh, yes, please. I do want it, I really do. I won't tell you. I promise. I promise. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, I touched myself so many times thinking about this. Oh, you have no idea how many times I came thinking about... Oh, I wanted you to pin me against the wall just like this. Yes, with my arms over my head. Oh, I wanted to feel you get hard against me. Oh, God. Oh, yes, please. Fuck. I know, yes, sir, I am. I'm very wet. I'm very wet. Oh, I am. I want to be your whore, sir. I want to be your perfect little slut, sir. Oh, I want you to use me any way you like. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Oh, gosh. Your hand feels so powerful. Oh, gosh. I've actually fantasized about you doing this. Running your thumb over my lips just like this. Will you put it in my mouth, please? Please. So I can show you how I want to suck you. I know it was bratty to come here and lie to you and try to tease you, but... But I just couldn't help myself. And this is exactly what I wanted. Oh my God. Fuck. Please, may I suck your cock, sir? Please. Yes. Yes, I'm gonna be a little whore for you and suck your cock, please. Please. Oh my God, it's... You're so hard. Is that for me? Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. I know you don't want to look at my whore face while you fuck me for the first time. I know. I understand. Did I wear this on purpose? Why do you like it? Oh, yes, please. No. No, I've never been fucked up against a wall like this before. Yeah. Yes, much better, sir. Much better. Oh, yes, please keep touching me like that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I love it, yes. I love it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, sir, how long have you wanted to fuck like this? God, how long have you been holding it in? Oh, God, I'm so glad I can give that to you. Oh, I want to be your sex toy. I want to be your good fucking slutty little cum rack. Ah. Ah. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. No, none of them ever make me come. None of them ever made me come, no. No. Oh, fuck. I'd have to go back to my dorm and touch myself and think of you and think of you doing just... fucking me just like this. Oh, yes. Yes, please, sir. No. Fuck, you're gonna make me come, yes. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, please, I do. I do, yes. No, please make me come, sir, please. Please make your little whore come, please. Please, please, please. Ah. Ha. Ah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes. Yes. I want to swallow it. Yes. No, Mr. H, I am. I'm okay. I'm okay. You have no idea. Do I what? Do I think I got it out of my system? Well, that kind of depends. I'm not the one in charge. Really? Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, I know. We're never gonna do this again. And next week, around the same time, I can come over and we can talk all about how we're never gonna do this again. Again? Oh, thank you, sir.